Every April, we celebrate Earth Day, which is coming up on April 22nd, and Marshall County Conservation has two programs planned for that day. Naturalist Emma Brook first talks about their brown bag program,
which will be at Grandma Grove at 11:30. We are going to be going on a wildflower walk, checking out the spring ephemerals, which are just those short-lasting flowers before the trees bloom. Grandma Grove has some of the best spring ephemerals in Marshall County. They're wonderful.
Brook then talks about their evening activity for Earth Day.
We have a family-based walk. It's an Earth Day walk based out of the Grimes Farm. We'll be meeting at the shelter house at 6, and we'll be hiking the trails and checking out all the things. And I've always got a backpack of fun stuff. We'll pull out some furs and skulls and who knows what else I decide to bring along, and we'll just be enjoying Earth Day all together.
People can find all the activities the Marshall County Conservation is doing this spring and summer by heading to the county website, marshallcountyia.gov. The Marshalltown Central Business District is holding the third annual Rev Up Downtown event on Wednesday, May 27th. Executive Director Danielle Leakin says that in previous years, they have partnered with the Marshalltown Speedway, but they're trying something new this year.
This year, we are just inviting anybody who has something cool to, you know, if it goes broom, bring it down and hang out with us.
This event will be the first event in the new event block just north of the county courthouse. Leakin then describes what the event block is.
We have a place for the MCBD band shell, which has just been revitalized, and there's, you know, they've built it so that there's room for food trucks. There's going to be cool lighting across the street. The way that it's all been designed has been designed to be utilized for events.
There will be a band playing on Wednesday night, May 27th, in the band shell with food trucks surrounding. Leakin says last year someone donated some cornhole games.
And we brought those out and people played with them all night long. And so we will probably bring those back out because people really enjoyed that.
Follow the Marshalltown Central Business District social media pages for more updates and announcements about all their events this summer. This week is National Public Health Week. Marshall County Public Health Director Sydney Gruel talks about some of the things her department focuses on and educates the public on throughout the year.
We do disease investigations, as we saw a little bit during COVID, as well as last fall during the Legionella outbreak. We also do some other disease investigations that you may not know about, like E. coli, Salmonella, things like that, that if you happen to contract one of those diseases in Marshall County, if you live in Marshall County, you'll be contacted by us.
Her department also teams up with Marshall County Emergency Management to talk about emergency preparedness tactics.
We also provide immunizations for those who are eligible through our Vaccines for Children program, as well as our Vaccines for Adults.
Gruel encourages people to follow her department's Facebook page, as she's always posting information about different diseases and health issues common in our community. She says almost every county has a public health department, but each one is a little different.
We may offer the same things and we may offer something completely different. All of us different sizes, but all there to help keep the public in our county safe.
Her Facebook page is called Marshall County, Iowa Public Health Department. The Iowa Natural Resource Commission gave the final approval on Thursday to an increase in fees for the hunting and fishing license. DNR Fisheries Chief Joe Larsheed says the change is a modest increase.
No fee has been raised more than 5%, which is the maximum allowed by law.
The hunting and fishing license fees have not been raised since 2019. The cost of an annual fishing and hunting license will each go up just $1. Larsheed says the public comment period started March 4th.
Public hearing was held on March 24th, 2026. No one attended the public meeting in person, but 126 comments were received by phone and email mostly. 71% were supportive of the increase and 29% were opposed.
The move has been pushed by hunting and fishing groups for years as the fees go to the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund, which is used by the DNR to fund its natural resource protection, management, research, and enhancement activities. The increased fees will take effect June 17th. The first of the wild turkey seasons opened today with the youth hunt. DNR wildlife biologist Jim Coffey says he expects hunter numbers to be good.
We'll issue just probably around 50 to 52,000 licenses this year. And that's one reason why we do have the split seasons.
Coffee says turkey hunters like to be out on their own and don't like to be interfered with by other hunters. Coffee says they've had several good nesting seasons and there should be plenty of turkeys out there, but that doesn't guarantee you'll bag one.
About 25% of our licenses are put on birds, meaning they successfully harvested a bird. And so people should expect that you know, only one in four hunters will actually take a bird in the spring.
Coffee says turkeys use their eyes and ears very well, and that makes them tough to get. He says a good strategy is to scout out the birds first.
To locate the bird usually the night before where they're roosting at the location, and then get in on them fairly early in the dark in the night so that you're close and you minimize your movements that they can see. And then you're mimicking a hen. You're trying to call that male, that gobbler, to you by imitating a hen that he wants to breed with.
He says calling the tom turkey to you is the opposite of nature.
Nature, the male gobbles and the hen goes to him. So we often refer to that as the spring dance, is who will come to who, because we're trying to beat nature and convince that male that he needs to come to us. But he really wants us to come to him.
Coffee says you can find wild turkeys almost anywhere in Iowa.
The last few years, we've harvested turkeys in all 99 Iowa counties, and there are good turkey numbers in all 99 Iowa counties. Just realizing that all 99 counties are not equal. You know, there's a lot of difference from east to west and north to south.
The youth-only wild turkey season for residents age 15 and younger runs today through April 12th. Season 1 is April 13th to the 16th. Season 2 is the 17th to the 21st. Season 3 is the 22nd to the 28th. And Season 4 is April 29th to May 17th. The resident archery-only season is April 13th to May 17th. An Iowa-based company was added to a prestigious list Thursday morning. Casey's General Stores is now on the S&P 500 stock index. The Ankeny-based convenience store chain is only the second Iowa company on the list, along with Principal Financial Group down in Des Moines. The S&P 500 encompasses both the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ and makes up about 80% of the total U.S. equity market. It's considered one of the primary gauges of the American economy. Now the nation's third largest convenience store chain with 50,000 employees, Casey's also has some 2,900 stores in 19 states with plans to add 80 more stores this year. A former Eagle Grove police officer has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and a suspended 2-year prison sentence. We'll tell you why after this.
Hy-Vee shoppers, this is David with your local Hy-Vee. Sizzle and save this week with Just Bear boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $4.99 for an 18-ounce package. Red seedless grapes, just $1.49 per pound. Hy-Vee pasta, 88 cents each. And Dannon yogurt, 10 for $10. It's time to get the grills back out for our 3-day grilling sale this weekend. Burgers, brats, dogs, charcoal chips, pop, and beer. It's all on sale this weekend. Thank you for shopping your local Hy-Vee.
Welcome back. 12:09. We're at 47 right now. Let's go back to our newsroom. We join Zach Tomish.
A former Eagle Grove police officer is sentenced to 30 days in jail and a suspended 2-year prison sentence after originally being charged with sexual exploitation and sending obscene material to a minor. The Eagle Grove Police Department in December 2024 asked the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation for assistance to examine a complaint against one of their officers, 27-year-old Colt Richardson. Richardson was arrested in January 2025 and charged with dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to a minor after the DCI said he used Snapchat to send explicit images to an underage person, with one instance being while he was on duty. The Wright County Attorney's Office a few weeks later added a sexual exploitation of a minor charge, alleging he possessed materials depicting the minor engaging in a prohibited act. As part of a plea agreement this January, Richardson pleaded guilty to 2 counts of telephone dissemination of obscene material to a minor, as well as first-degree harassment, all aggravated misdemeanors. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail on 1 of 2 obscene material charges and was given 2-year suspended sentences on the other charges. Richardson must also serve 1 year on probation. The Iowa legislature has passed a bill to ensure court officials and members members of the Iowa House and Senate may carry a concealed gun to defend themselves anywhere in the state. It would also make it a felony to threaten judges and top officials in Iowa's Attorney General's office, as well as state lawmakers or their immediate families. The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The bill would also make it a crime to dox court officials, Iowa legislators, or their immediate family members by publicly sharing a phone number or location in order to harass or threaten them. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that makes a temporary state program that's covered child care expenses for about 1,000 employees of Iowa child care centers permanent.
What started as the Child Care Assistance Pilot Program in 2023 has become the single most effective way to reduce staff turnover in child care centers. The program provides financial assistance, regardless of income, to help child care employees pay for their own children's child care cost.
The bill passed with the support of all but three members of the Iowa legislature and makes state child care assistance for child care workers permanent on July 1st.